International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and your words to work for you and to bring about the life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I am Constance Arnold, your most gracious host, and today I am broadcasting live with just a little touch of southern flavor from beautiful Atlanta, Georgia. So excited, so grateful that you have joined me today from all over the world, 121 countries. My goodness, from Africa, from Japan, from South America, from Hawaii, from Canada, and of course, all of my wonderful listeners in Europe, in the UK, Paris, and Spain. So grateful that you've joined me today. And of course, you know, don't you, that it is no accident that you are listening to this podcast, because the Spirit of God attracted you here. I remember Les Brown used to say that whatever you're searching for is searching for you. So obviously you were searching for the information that is going to be shared today. Well, happy Sunday to you, or whenever you listen to this, good morning, good afternoon, or it may be evening time. Maybe you're having a cup of coffee. It's nothing like a good cup of coffee. Or for a lot of my listeners in the UK, you love tea, and maybe you're having a nice sip of tea. Or it might be evening. You just might be sort of cooling it, relaxing. Whatever time it is, this is your time. Well, it is a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Man, have we had some really beautiful weather, really cool in the mornings, but then just spectacular in the afternoons and the evenings, and just so grateful for the opportunity to experience this beautiful weather. You know, I really make a quality decision every day to really embrace nature and look at the beautiful trees. And, of course, here in Atlanta, this is a time when all of the trees are turning orange and yellow and red. And it's so spectacular. And it just shows you how awesome God is, and how he has just created everything in an abundant way. Well, I'm excited about the show today. Of course, guess what? I am teaching today. Yes, I'm going to be teaching on how to have a breakthrough mentality and move beyond your barriers, or how to get a breakthrough, or how to manifest a breakthrough. And I've been preparing for this for a couple of weeks, and most of you know my background was teaching and sort of like a professor on the college level. So I really like laying the foundation and then showing you strategies and techniques to move you from where you are to where you desire to be. And my goodness, on the Law of Attraction Radio Network, we have so many wonderful and exciting and new things going on. Of course, you know that you can now download the Law of Attraction app, and I just love it. I love just going on my iPhone and just clicking the app and not having to go through Safari or go through Google. And, you know, I have it on my iPhone. If you have Android, of course, you know you can still get it. And I have it on my iPad. And so I want to remind you to make sure that you get those apps. And additionally, I tell you what, you need to listen to some of the other hosts on the Law of Attraction Radio Network. I know you love you some Constance, but there are some great hosts, and when I have time, I listen to them also because they motivate, inspire, and just help me to keep moving toward the next level, and for that, I am really, really grateful. Well, I want you to get your pen out. I want you to get your iPad out. Get your computer out, because after these quick commercials, I will be right back.
You're listening to Law of Attraction Radio Network, enhancing the well-being of millions of listeners worldwide. LOARadionetwork.com is heard through 25 different internet radio stations, as well as iTunes Radio, Stitcher.com, and our mobile apps. The Law of Attraction Radio Network, your trusted source of daily inspiration at LOARadionetwork.com. Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Imagine partnering with a coach that can help you manifest extraordinary success. Constance Arnold has been a licensed therapist and coach for over 25 years and has successfully worked with more than 10,000 clients. Constance will help you clarify your goals, eliminate self-defeating beliefs, and create strategic plans to manifest your dreams. Constance offers a variety of coaching packages, pay-as-you-go, half-yearly, and yearly coaching. Contact Constance today for guaranteed coaching that produces extraordinary and permanent results. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Okay, are you ready? Well, I'm going to take my time. Today I'm talking about how to have a breakthrough mentality and move beyond your barriers, or how to just manifest a breakthrough. And you know, when you hear the word, or when you think of the word breakthrough, I mean, what do you think of? It's such a powerful word, and I think it's a forceful word, and it sounds like it has faith behind it. And I looked it up in the dictionary, and the dictionary says that breakthrough is a forceful emergence from a restrictive condition or situation. Oh my goodness, how many of you are feeling restricted or stuck in a certain situation or condition in your life? It is an act of overcoming or penetrating an obstacle or restriction. And I love this definition. It is a military offensive that penetrates an enemy's line of defense. And we already know that the mind is the battleground. There is a war going on in your mind about who you are, what you can have, and what you can do. It is also a sudden manifestation, I love that word, sudden manifestation of increase, a violent or forceful break from a restraining condition or situation. And I just love that word violent or forceful, because for some of you to have a breakthrough, you're going to have to be violently resolved that I'm no longer going to take this, that I'm coming out of this, that I deserve better, and that the best is yet to come in my life. Okay, so force, that's such an interesting word. If I were to come to your house and you were to force something out of my hand, that would be a little violent, right? And I think that the dictionary probably used this word pertaining to breakthrough, because you cannot be passive when it comes to what? Receiving your breakthrough. You're going to have to begin living a life of authority where you no longer allow your current conditions or situations to rule your thinking and your emotions. Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you just might, maybe you had been laid off, and it just seemed like your whole thinking, your whole being was around lack or not enough. So aren't you tired of allowing your current situations and conditions to rule your life? I say, Let's break through today. What about you? Are you ready? So breakthrough starts in your thinking. And, you know, I say all the time that you just can't let your mind just wander. Your mind is kind of like a child, an undisciplined child. You've seen those, haven't you? I have, and you just want to kind of gently pull that child to the side and say, sit your little behind down. But at any rate, you know where I'm coming from. And so if you don't take your thoughts captive, and if you don't really make a decision every single day that I am not going to think, feel, or believe this way, then your mind will just take over your life in a negative way. All right, so we're going to be talking about breakthrough today. But before we do, you know I've got to say this, right? God is not holding anything back from you. God wants you to have a breakthrough. I say that God is the God of the breakthrough. He's the one that helps to facilitate and bring things to pass in our life. And as a matter of fact, you know something, God has already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness, and everything that you desire already exists. And so what we're doing is we're just lining up our actions. We're lining up our beliefs and our feelings and our thinking. Because right believing and right thinking creates powerful manifestations. And so, you know, I believe that there's not really any more creations because everything's already been created. It's just about what? Manifestation. So your job is to desire, to decide what you want in life. And, you know, you hear me say this every time I teach. What do you want? The what is up to you, but the how is up to God. And so what's been holding you captive? Has finances been holding you captive? Aren't you ready for that breakthrough? What about your health? What about your thinking? What about unforgiveness? What has your boss or your job been holding you captive? When you go home, do you talk more about how much you don't like your job, you don't like the commute, you don't like your coworkers? Well, at that particular time, that means that situation is holding you captive. So are we ready for a breakthrough today? I want to hear everybody say yes. Okay, here we go. First thing, I'm going to tell you five principles. You know I love numbers, don't you? Five principles for you to begin to manifest breakthroughs in all areas of your life. And I'm just going to take my little sweet time sharing these with you. Ready? Number one, if you're ready for a breakthrough, get ready for a shift and start believing that breakthrough is on its way. Oh my goodness, get ready. I remember T.D. Jakes used to say, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready for a shift. God is ready to shift your life. And, you know, God is ready to make things work and move in your direction. In one day, God can take you from the back of the line to the front of the line. You know, one touch of God's favor can shift your life. You know, right now you might be in a boring job, you know, 9 to 5, the commute might be long, but guess what? It's time for a breakthrough shift. All you need is one person liking you, you know, one phone call. You've heard me say that before, can shift your life. God can cause opportunity to find you. Like I said earlier, whatever you're searching for is what's searching for you. And this is kind of what I call the sudden moves of God or the sudden shifts of God. And this is where suddenly you meet the person of your dream. Whoa, isn't that exciting? You know, you hadn't been on a date in 10 years and suddenly you meet the person of your dream. Suddenly you have a great idea. I always tell people all you need is one idea from God to radically shift and change your life and the world's life. You know, suddenly you're able to pay off your house note or anything of that nature. That is God shifting things in your favor. You know, maybe what used to be a struggle, suddenly it's not a struggle anymore. what should have taken years to change, all of a sudden, God shifts your life and things change. You know, there's a great parable in the Bible of this lady who had a bleeding disorder, and I think it was 18 years. Can you imagine being sick and in the house? And in those days, if you came out of the house, you were stoned, and there were so many laws against women. So can you imagine? And it said that she had spent all she had. That means that she was sick and broke. You know, when you're sick and broke, that's very, very difficult. But it said that she said to herself, if I can just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I will be made whole. And the Bible says immediately her blood dried up. What made that happen? That woman had a breakthrough that day. It was the sudden move of God in her life. And after 18 years, she was free. So how many years have you been struggling with money or with whatever has really been disturbing you or frustrating you? You may feel like, you know, you're really stuck right now. You might have been sick for a while and man, when am I going to get over this sickness? You know, it's been so long. You might feel, well, I'm getting older. Who would want me? Who would want to hire me? But I'm just saying tonight, today, whatever time it is for you, that the Spirit is saying, get ready for your breakthrough because God is going to shift your life. So what does that mean? That means that doors are going to open for you. That maybe you've been trying to get open for years, but God's going to shift and what open those doors. Problems that's been bothering you for years, maybe your children or your marriage, you're going to suddenly have the answer to. So God really wants to put you in a position that you never could have obtained on your own. So let's get ready for the breakthrough. And I just want to interject something here. You know, I have all kind of guests on my show, but I'm big on being a co-creator with God. I mean, I can't do anything by myself. We are partnering with the God. And so when I hear people don't really, you know, mention God or include God in their stuff, that just does not work for me because there have been many things in my life. If I had not had God on my side, I just would not have made it. And so, man, you know, there's a great verse in the Bible. I think it's in John that talks about that abiding in God and staying connected to the vine and that we are just like branches connected to a vine. So just think of a tree limb. What would happen if a tree limb said, okay, I'm going to cut myself off and do my own thing. There's no nurturance. There's no food. There's no water. There is nothing to nourish that tree limb, and eventually it dies. And I just believe that some of you need to really re-examine whatever your faith is, that, you know, God is the one to shift your life and to bring the great breakthroughs into your life. So breakthrough is a mindset, so get ready for it. So really, it is the right hand of God. In the Old Testament, the right hand meant that meant power. If it says the right hand of God came into your life, that meant, boy, something big and powerful was going to happen. So it's the right hand of God that's going to shift your marriage and shift your money. So what happens is it's an acceleration. When something is shifted, that means that it's miraculous. And so the shift will happen in your life, in your body, in your finances, in your circumstances, and it will just change things very quickly. So what should your new attitude be? Your new attitude should be, God, I'm ready for this breakthrough shift. I'm taking the limitations off of you. I'm thinking bigger. I'm enlarging my vision. You know, I may not see a way. I may not feel like there's a way, but I'm declaring right now that a shift is coming. And I just want to say that step number one is to believe God to begin to shift things, to bring the right opportunities in your life. It's not just you. It's not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. It's not your connections. It's not your smartness. It's not your networking. It's not any of that. It is the hand of God coming in your life and bringing about a breakthrough. So are you ready for your breakthrough? Expect a shift. Man, I got excited just about talking about that, and I am just on number one. That is so good. I am going to listen to it myself. Number two, we're talking about how can we get a breakthrough in our lives, because we know that if something is not happening in our lives, it is not God, because God has universal laws. And I'm going to be talking about one of those laws right now, and it's something that you don't know. I was reading in, Colossians 3, it might be 2 or 3, I can't remember, but it said, all wisdom and knowledge is hid in God. So if all wisdom and knowledge is hid in God and I'm in God, that means that all wisdom and knowledge is hid in me. And so knowledge about what? Whatever I need. Knowledge about how to raise my children, how to handle my dog. I don't have any children. But I did have to raise 2 girls. Plus, I mentor girls all over the world. I just thought that would make you laugh. Knowledge about computers, how to start your business, whatever it might be. So that means that you just need knowledge. So the second step is thoughts become things. Or I changed that up. Thoughts become matter. Oh, my goodness. Did I say that? So every thought that you think will eventually become matter, because our thoughts have an energy and life force that when it leaves us, it returns back to us as events or things in our life. And so it is an immutable law. It's as rigid and predictable and dependable as the law of gravity. And all of us know how the law of gravity works. So you can't turn it off. And I think that's great news, because that means that you can begin to choose what you think. And, man, so if you can choose what you think, that means you can have almost anything. I mean, what can you imagine? You want more joy. You want more peace of mind. You want a bigger house. You know, thoughts become matter. And as I said earlier, it's just like the law of gravity. So how does gravity work? Gravity does not care if you are black or white, young or old, educated or uneducated. Gravity doesn't care if you're overweight or if you're in perfect condition. Gravity doesn't care if you live in Europe or the U.S. If you throw a ball up in the air, guess what's going to happen to that ball? It's going to come down. Why? Because gravity is an immutable law that will not change. Well, that same principle applies to thoughts become matter. So that means that whatever you continually think, whatever your dominant thoughts and feelings are, that is going to turn into matter. And, you know, this is the underlying principle that turns wishing into reality. So instead of wishing I had more money, begin to think and think abundance, think prosperity, think more than enough, etc. The principle is immutable. What does immutable mean? I got that out. That means it doesn't change. It's absolute. It's solid. And so if you continually think and feel abundance, prosperity, there's more than enough, the house up to God, that's going to turn into matter. Conversely, if you continue to think, oh my goodness, it's too late, you know, I can never do that, I can never have that, I'm too old, you know, that's what's going to happen for you. So your words and your actions are merely your thoughts given wings. Whoa, that is so profound. So words and actions are an extension of our thoughts. So that means that everything begins with our thoughts. And so with this principle, you can attract anything. So once a thought begins, this is how it works. Once a thought begins, you begin to think the same thought over and over again. it is going to attract its nearest equivalent. So what do I mean by that? I mean, if you're thinking, okay, I'll use, I want to lose weight, I want to release weight, I want to be healthy, I want to exercise, you'll pick up a book, you might pick up the Shape magazine. When you're online, you might see one of those commercials about, you know, drinking green drinks, everything pertaining to health and running and exercise and green drinks and great recipes will begin to be attracted to your life. Why? Because that has become your dominant thought. And remember, thoughts become matter. And so it's so powerful because it's God giving you the opportunity. You've heard me say, as a man thinketh, or as a woman thinketh, so is he or she. So your thoughts are not discerning. It's just like the law of gravity that I said. It doesn't judge what you think. Whatever you continue to think, it's like a garden. Whatever you plant in that garden, that's what you are going to get. And, you know, as I said earlier, I mean, man, sometimes our mind, it just goes crazy. I was driving on 285. That's an expressway that goes around the entire city of Atlanta, and there's always so much traffic there. And I don't know, I was just driving sort of like in a robotical sort of way. Normally I'm listening to a CD. But that day I just wanted silence. And I mean, my mind started thinking about things, and I had to say, wait a minute. And I just stopped it because your mind, undisciplined, left to itself, probably will begin thinking negatively. So thought power is the key to creating your reality. So everything that you perceive in your physical world, I call the external world, has its origin in that invisible world, your inner world of thinking. And so really to become the master of your destiny and to have a breakthrough, you got to control the nature of your dominant habitual thoughts. I remember in the movie The Secret, Marcy Shimoff said that successful people have habituated ways of thinking and doing. And, you know, that really impressed me because that's nothing but the truth. It's a habit. Every day you get up and you think from the inside out. And so when you realize how much power you have, when you realize the essence of thought power, you realize what James Allen said when he said, that circumstances do not make a man, they reveal him. Well, so that means we're not going to let our circumstances rule us anymore because, have you heard that song? You've got the power. You've got the power. All of you do. So the second step to a breakthrough is what? Begin to realize that every thought you think, what creates matter. So what can we do here? I'm going to give you something very simple. This is the exercise. I want you to set aside maybe 10 minutes every day and just start thinking on the things that you desire. Let me tell you what I do. Sometimes I will just write down European vacation. And while I'm at the stop sign, I have my iPhone, and I'll just begin to think about, flying into Paris. Am I going to fly into Charles de Gaulle? Where am I going to stay? Am I going to take the bullet train down to the south of France? You know, just begin thinking while I'm at the stop sign. I don't know how long that is, 2 to 3 minutes. And so what I want you to do is to deliberately take 10 minutes every day, and you may want to write down your top 5 things that you want to manifest in your life, and just think about them. Okay, I want a new car. Think about that new car. What color is it going to be? You know, what do you want? Do you want all the bells and whistles in that new car? You know, take a look at a picture on your iPhone or iPad. Can you see what I'm saying? You are deliberately determining what you are going to think. You know, in 2 Corinthians 10:5, it says, casting down vain imagination and every high thing or thought that exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So what does that mean? That means that any negative imagination that you have, you need to really deal with that. But it says, and bring it into captivity every thought. So that just shows you right there that God understands the power of your thoughts. And so taking that 10 minutes a day will begin to give you the discipline that you need to begin to train your mind. You see, my mind is so trained, it can't even hardly think lack. I just don't think lack. And because why? I have habitually for years, there's more than enough. There's an abundance. There's prosperity. You know, God has a way. There's unlimited supply. God is unlimited. My grandmother used to say, God can make a way out of no way. So the second breakthrough is to what? Deliberately begin to understand that thoughts become things, our thoughts become matter, and begin to take your thoughts into captivity. You're talking about a breakthrough. You won't believe what all will happen in your life. Okay, number three, we are getting there. Number three is give it until they can't live without it. Okay, Constance, what you talking about? Give it until they can't live without it. What do I mean by that? Begin to give from a place of abundance. Begin to give your talents, your abilities, until the world cannot live without it. Russell Simmons says something pretty profound on his CD. He says, those who need nothing attract it all. I got to read that again. Those who need nothing attract it all. So needing nothing is really how you attract everything. So when you begin to give without expectation, which is a very powerful principle, giving without expectation is one of the most powerful forces in the world that can begin attract to you what you desire. And so when you begin to give it, what is it? It is your talent. It is your business. It is just your abilities to the world. Then people cannot live without it. And I'm going to explain that. The greatest givers become the greatest getters. Whoa, that is powerful. I got to say that again. The greatest givers become the greatest getters. So what do I mean by that? When you begin to give, when you begin to give without expectations, when you begin to serve others, then people will come to you and begin to give to you, and you'll be able to receive. So the greatest givers become the greatest getters. Those who need nothing attract it all. So what's that bottom line principle in that? The bottom line principle in that is that when you give with no expectation, you're really giving from a place of abundance. And abundance is a consciousness. You don't have to have money to have that. And so I'm going to give you some examples of how you can do that. When you give your full attention to serving the world, instead of trying to get something, you will become so attracted that people will begin to just literally throw money at your feet. You said, Constance, that just sounds like idealistic. No, it's nothing but the truth. It's a law. I believe that the road to enlightenment and the road to helping others and serving others is really paved with gold. And so let's just say you are a chef. You went to school to become a chef, and you have not been able to find a job yet, and you're like, no restaurants are hiring right now, and I haven't found those very high-end customers. Guess what you need to do in order to get things going for you? You need to go and start giving to people. You know, go to an organization and say, hey, if you buy the food, I'll cook for free. It's not for free, but I'll give my chef services, you know, complimentary to you. Now, what's going to happen when they eat your food? People are going to be just so excited about that. Why? Because great givers become great getters. Okay, let's just say that you are a financial planner and you just finished school and you haven't been able to, you know, get a job in that area. Okay, the greatest givers become the greatest getters. What do you need to do? You need to give away that financial information to high school students. Teach them how to open up a checking account until they cannot live without it. You see what I'm saying? And so that's why you need to give it until they can't live without it. Because when you have a poverty mindset, you believe that, okay, I'm not giving away anything for free. They're going to have to pay me. No, when you have an abundant, generous mindset, then things happen for you. The Bible says that the liberal soul shall be made fat, and the word fat in the New Testament means abundance. So let me give you an example of how to give it until they can't live without it. And I heard this and I thought it was so interesting, and how you can have the world literally coming to you. Everybody knows 50 Cent the rapper, right? Hey, even I know him. And so he had a recording contract, and then he got shot 8 times. So during that time, it's my understanding that his recording label dropped him. And so, you know, if you've been shot 8 times, that means that you have a lot of healing and a lot of time on your hands. And so he said that because he loved making music, he didn't try to go out and get another record recording deal. He said, I began doing what I loved, and I began giving it away. So he would go drive through the neighborhood and passing out his CDs or whatever he had. And the people in the neighborhood began to love the music. He began to put music online and people for free. And because he knew that the greatest givers would become the greatest getters. And so he began to put music online, and he said, I did that because I just wanted to write and I wanted people to really enjoy my music. And then people start downloading his music and they start calling the radio stations and saying, hey, why aren't you playing 50 Cent music? I mean, this is really, he really has it going on. And so what did he do? He started giving until they could not live without him. And guess what? Those recording agencies, they were hunting him down. And I understand that he had so many choices. Why? Because his focus was not on, I got to have a record deal, and if I don't have a record deal, I'm not doing anything. His focus was on giving. And I'm going to strongly encourage you. I know so many people, they're just out for the money. Get your mind off of money. Begin to help others with their dreams. You know, stay focused on giving to others. You know, make sure that you're giving from a really abundant, generous place. Be happy and watch the world comes to you, because remember, needing nothing attracts everything. You know, that's a powerful, powerful principle, you know, that I want you to incorporate. So what do you have in your life right now that you could begin to give that would cause a big breakthrough in your life? I say it's already in you. What do you have? What talents do you have? What abilities do you have? Okay, I'm working with this one client many years ago, and he was a poetry writer. Well, Constance, I want to get my poems published. And that just didn't happen right away. And I said, so until you publish your poems, why not go out and read in an elementary school? Begin to give every single day. You know, I heard Russell Simmons say the same thing, that, who is the mogul of hip-hop. And he just said that he just wanted to get hip-hop music out so that people could hear it and really have a great time. And so remember, you know, never needy. You're never needy. You're always generous. And a great example of that would be, and this is a whole nother show, is that when you're not needy, You're operating from a place of, I already have it all. So ladies and gentlemen, when you're real needy, I mean, people can feel that. But when you come from a place of, you know, I love myself, I already have a good job, you know, I love my life, I love myself so I can give love. You're not looking outside of yourself. You know, and the Bible says that your gift will make room for you and bring you before kings. So if you want a breakthrough, you have to give it. And I think this is so key. That is the same thing that Steve Jobs decided to do, and Bill Gates at Microsoft. He wanted to give great communication tools and equipment to the world. And so you ready for a breakthrough? Start giving. Give it, and you will attract the entire world to you. That was so good. Man, I'm going to go back and listen to this myself. Well, we are on number four. We're talking about a breakthrough. How can we have a breakthrough in our lives, a breakthrough mentality, and really press beyond our conditions, press beyond what we can see, feel, and taste with our five senses. Number four. You ready for this? You might need to sit down for this one. There is profit in stillness, or how to succeed through stillness. I'm going to say that again. There is profit in stillness. You want to have a breakthrough? You better learn how to be still. Let me give you some examples of people who practice stillness. Trevor Blake, who was on my show, you know Trevor, he made $100 million and then turned around and 5 years later did the same thing. The number one principle in his life, 20 minutes every morning. Russell Simmons meditates 20 minutes every morning. Great thinkers practice stillness. Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, Gandhi, all practice a state of stillness. Dr. Martin Luther King. And so if you want profit in your life, how many of you want profit? Raise your hand. There is profit in stillness. We are such an action-oriented society. You know, there are so many distractions, so much noise in the world that we just allow it to pull us in. We got the iPad going. We're on Facebook, Instagram. We're tweeting. You know, we're doing all that. Then we're listening. We're downloading music. We're going to YouTube. And there's nothing wrong with that. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to understand that there is profit in stillness. The Bible says, be still and know. Know whatever you need to know about your life. And the reason that many of you have not had a breakthrough, God's been trying to speak to you, Spirit's been trying to speak to you, but it's too much noise. You know, it's too much going on. So great thinkers practice stillness. You know, people have great ideas, and maybe you might be one of those, but because they're so disconnected from stillness, those ideas aren't able to grow. People can't become pregnant with the ideas. And so you can begin to really unlock your mind and clear out the clutter. So really, stillness is a quiet mental state in which you are more connected to your inner world. You're more connected to spirit. And it's not some crazy kind of like thing where, you know, where you're sitting. I would say you would determine what works for you. I know me personally, I don't do mantras when I'm sitting still. I listen to music and I just quiet my mind. I have this certain music. It's on Zen Master. And I listen to that, and man, that just sort of calms my mind down. And then it just relaxes me, and it's like the spirit can kind of get through to me because maybe my day has been so busy or I've been listening to so many different people that in that stillness, something would just come to my mind. And you know, you need to be still so that you can learn how to really solve the issues in your life. I remember once... You know, I had a cold, and I never get sick. And but I just could not get rid of this cold. I mean, I tried everything. And so just in my stillness, I wasn't even meditating on how can I get rid of this cold, but I was just still, just quiet, just, you know, nothing in my thinking, just quiet, just listening to the music, relaxing. And it was like the thought that came to my mind was golden seal and echinacea. So those of you who know anything about herbs know that for some people they say it's a natural antibiotic. And I took that, and I think within 2 days that cold was gone and has never come back again. So when you're still, it's moments of pure presence. And I just think that, as I said, distractions of the world really keep you from the rich ideas that God is speaking to you. He's trying to get those million-dollar ideas to you because what? You can learn how to succeed through stillness. You know, stillness is profitable. I knew I would get your attention when I said that. There's money, honey, in stillness. And so when you begin to operate out of that, you know, you really will become a powerful professional person. You'll become a calmer mother, maybe a more patient entrepreneur. And I think for those of you who are success, stillness helps you not only birth success but sustain it, because success is weighty. I mean, when success comes, you have so many decisions. You got people. You have demands on your life. You have deadlines, et cetera. And so just think about that. Number four is what? There is profit in stillness, and you could succeed in your life through stillness. So I want you to begin once again practicing, because just hearing something doesn't change. You begin practicing 20 minutes of stillness every day to help accelerate and facilitate your breakthrough. Man, this has been so good. I'm going to listen to this maybe two times. And the last one is faith extenders. If I am desiring a breakthrough, I am going to have or implement faith extenders in my life. So what can you do while you're waiting? You know, we're such an impatient society. We just want it now. And sometimes when the shift is coming or while breakthrough is coming, it may not come all of a sudden, or a portion of it might come right now. So in order to keep and put yourself in a state of calmness, and that you already have it now, there are some faith extenders. Extender is something that sustains you, that extends your faith, that says to you, calm down, girlfriend, everything is working out. You already have it now. It reminds you of what you have. And a great example of that is in the Bible. When God told Abraham, you know, Abraham was like 90 years old. He had never had any children, and his wife Sarah had never had any children. And God came to him and spoke to him, probably because Abraham was quiet and was outside meditating, and said, Abraham, you're going to have some children. You're going to have great descendants. And so Abraham was like, okay, God, what's up with that? How can I have descendants and I'm 90 years old? And the Bible says that God took Abraham outside and he said, Abraham, look at all of these stars. It must have been a very starry night. And he said, count them. I'm sure Abraham was probably counting them. And he said, so shall your descendants be. Your descendants will be as many as the stars. And so that was a faith extender for Abraham. It helped him to hang in there and to extend his faith until the promise or the manifestation happened in his life. And so if you're going to be bold, and if you are going to really bring the breakthrough in your life, you're going to have faith extenders, because everything doesn't happen overnight. I know so many people, they give up and they're just like, Constance, I've been waiting and I've been believing and nothing has happened. You need to practice using your faith extender. So let me give you some other examples of faith extenders. One was my own example. Remember, I guess 20 years ago when I bought my first Mercedes, I couldn't afford it, but I knew that God was putting in me, okay, girlfriend, it's time for you to get a Mercedes. And so I bought the keychain. That keychain, I would look at it every day and I would talk to it. Yes, I talked to things. And I said, you're going to be on my car one day. And then I bought the license plate and I would have it in my little Corolla. And every time I shift gears, I would look at that Mercedes emblem and I would say, yes, you're going to be on the front of my car. What was that? That keychain and that license plate really what helped to extend my faith. Possibly on days when I said, this is not going to ever happen. Or I think I probably said, how can this happen? Those things, just like God showed Abraham, that helped to extend my faith. I had another lady. She was believing for her husband, and she went out and she designed her wedding invitations. And she bought just, you know, because she doesn't know the person's name, but she just designed it, and I think she bought three to five wedding invitations, and of course the man's name was blank, and she would look at that every night, and that helped to what? Extend her faith. So to her, that would what? That would give her the faith and the confidence that, you know, this is coming, and of course it did. Another one of my clients picked out a card that she was going to give the love of her life when she met him. And, you know, I think it took her like 3 or 4 days to really find the perfect card. I think she bought 2 or 3. And every night she would look at those cards and it would say, to the love of my life, or whatever it said. And on those lonely, maybe Friday nights when she was by herself, what did that do? That helped to extend her faith, and it helped to facilitate her breakthrough. So can you see that? And this, I love this one. And another one of my clients decided that they were going to begin paying an extra $100 a month on their mortgage, because when you do that, that means that you are paying your bills from a place of abundance. And just doing that extended her faith to the point that she realized that she could pay off her mortgage early, and she did. Also, you could begin vowing never to pay the minimum wage again on your credit card, but to pay maybe twice or double the minimum amount. And what would that do? That will really begin to vibrate, I'm wealthy, I'm abundant, because wealthy people don't pay the minimum wage. So that is a faith extender of you, what, bringing more abundance in your life. It's not there yet, but you are acting and extending your faith. And guess what? Eventually it will show up and you will have your breakthrough. I believe this has been one of my best shows. I feel it. I feel the power of God coming out to you. I feel the anointing of the Spirit coming out to you, really touching your life. God wants you to have a breakthrough in your life. I want you to listen to this recording, to this podcast, over and over again, you know, until you really get it. And I want you to begin implementing the principles. You cannot be lazy. You cannot sit back. Remember, you are co-creators with God. Okay, this was so good. Well, once again, if you are interested in any of my wonderful tools that I have designed just with you in mind, I have some great things for you. I have my wonderful book, Secrets of Success. Man, that's 25 years of me psychologically counseling and emotionally and spiritually helping people to go from where they are to where they desire to be. I have some great affirmation CDs on self-love. We all need that. Success, prosperity, and abundance, and my I am. You can download it immediately, or I would love to coach with you. I would love to partner with you, to coach you, to help take you to the next level. I coach people all over the world. Time zones don't mean anything to me. I coach people in Australia, and I think it's either Australia or It's Japan that is really the furthest away that I coach. So email me at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com. I would love to hear from you. Please email me also and let me know how this show is changing your life. Well, this has been such an awesome opportunity. I'm always grateful to God that I just have the opportunity to give and share. Well, once again, this is Constance Arnold with the Think, Believe, and Manifest Talk Show. Guess what? God loves you. I love you. And the best is yet to come.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance will be back next week with another inspirational show. For more information, go to fulfillingyourpurpose.com or send Constance an email at constance@fulfillingyourpurpose.com.